This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I know I'm heading to New York City, but we've got to look forward to a month from now to go to Detroit, Michigan. We can't overlook Detroit. There's an awesome event coming up. And my guest this hour is going to sneak preview it for us all and maybe even provide some free tickets. We might do a giveaway on the air. And that is Heidi Parikh. She is with My Compassion in Michigan. And we first met Heidi. In fact, Superdon and I met Heidi because we traveled to Chicago. And I believe we were on the pier. And you guys hosted, Heidi, a cannabis event then some years ago.
I think so, but I think even before that, we met on 420, the first year Colorado was legal.
You know what? I hardly remember anything about that event. I'm just kidding. No, it was a contact high. Contact high. No, yeah, we talk about that. I was so overwhelmed at that event, Heidi, that those details do honestly escape me. I was just like an overwhelming experience to be in Colorado at the time where it was fully legal and they had this 420 on 420 and we were there. It was crazy.
It was amazing, and the reason I remember it is because our plane had a bomb scare, and we were delayed for hours, so I'll never forget the trip, but it was fun once we got there.
Now, see, you clued in a memory I'd forgotten about. I do remember that story, so how cool is that? Now, you also, again, hosted in Chicago an event. There's been a few years gap here since we've connected at a conference. Can you update the world with like what's happening not only in Michigan but surrounding areas, because you guys have done so much to bring the information, the education, and helping patients and doctors alike to access this, you know, for these compassionate reasons. That's why you have My Compassion.
Absolutely. And I had to take a deep breath when you said, would I cover the area other than Michigan, because so much is happening.
Yes.
But let's start with Michigan, and we'll work across the Midwest. And you're right, in 2013 and 14, My Compassion hosted the conference at Navy Pier in Chicago. And after that, the organization took some time to really understand research and all of the intricacies of it. So we spent about 2 years really working with our director of research, Dr. Elliot Levine. He's an OBGYN in Illinois. And we also have spent the last year or so developing our internship program. We knew the time was right with the new licensed businesses that will be opening up this year in Michigan. And so we're working with University of Michigan, Eastern, Western, and Northern University. And Northern Michigan University, not many people know this, is the first university, I believe, in the world to offer a four-year degree in medicinal plant.
No way.
In entrepreneurship.
For real?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Northern Michigan University. Now, what city is that near? Is that like somewhere where no one goes? So they said, we'll offer this. We know no one will come up here, so we'll be safe and Big Pharma can win.
Well, Donald and I, the secretary of the organization, just drove 8 hours there and back to spend a day at their career fair, nonprofit and government career fair. And I want to say it was by Marquette. It was up in the UP.
Okay.
And it was still very cold and snowing, but it was a great experience. And we got to meet a lot of great people there. And we have actually a few interns from there. But I was told that they have over 300 countries that have contacted them. I hope I didn't quote that wrong. It was, mm-hmm. we were all talking, but that have contacted them about the program. So, yes. And if you go to their site, Northern Michigan University, and you put in a search engine cannabis, you'll see it's in the chemistry department.
Wow. Now, Heidi, I've said this, and I think, it's kind of a sneaky thing that's happening in a good way. But, being obviously a proponent for homeopathic medicine and herbal medicine for decades now, recognizing that the allopathic medical field has not been too open to this for various economic reasons, and of course, going back to the Flexner Report of 1910 and what that said about the curricula in modern medicine or medical school, the movement toward cannabis and learning about hemp and cannabis is something that I think will inevitably benefit all of the herbal plants as far as medicinals or supplementary use. Because once they acknowledge all of the scientifically validated benefits of this plant, there's no longer a plausible deniability that there's no research, there's no science, there's no validity to the idea that plants can be used as medicine well before or before ever they would need to be synthesized into a drug.
Yes, and they're being, as you know, they're being used now with companies like Amway.
Mm-hmm.
And they always show off their fields of, I would say, medicinal.
Yeah.
And that's what Northern is going to focus on. Of course, they're not going to grow cannabis. Many of the universities we're working with still won't do that. We were just at the University of Michigan, and it was nice to see that for the first time, one of the speakers there was one of the professors from the pharmaceutical department. And
wow.
I think that's what you call it. I might have said that. But yes, and he was he's definitely doing research to the extent in which the university can, and most of that is just working with organizations and dispensaries and assisting with surveys. There's a lot to do yet before they can get into actually researching on humans. And so we're getting there, though. It's exciting to see when you get to attend these seminars and learn all of the advancements that's happening. We are moving along. That is for sure.
Very cool. Very exciting. So as far as the state laws on cannabis in Michigan, there are varying degrees of conservatism in the state and regarding cannabis and other viewpoints on it. But in terms of, let's say, medicinal legalities versus all use modality legalities, what's Michigan looking at right now?
Boy, Michigan, well, I'll start out with complimenting Michigan because mm-hmm. it has the second largest patient base in the country, second to California. We're at 300,000 or so, close to it. And we do still have the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act, which the voters voted on in 2008. And we do work under those laws, and My Compassion was founded to educate about that act. And so we still do that. However, a lot has happened since then. There is a couple laws that have passed in a few years back, which no one talks about. It's SB 660, and that was passed very fast, and it's just sitting there waiting for rescheduling. So it was passed, and lots of things could happen with that
mm-hmm.
if rescheduling happens, either on a state or federal level. And then we had the MMMFLA, so many acronyms, the Michigan Medical Marijuana Facility and License Act, which now allows for businesses to apply with the state to receive a license to operate. There are five licenses. There is cultivation, extraction, testing, dispensing, and transportation. So there, you can apply with the state, and they're treating them like a liquor license, and you receive a license that is renewed. I want to say every year. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But
the dispensary.
So that is what's happening this year.
But Heidi, the dispensaries at this point are still only medicinal or not recreational per se.
No recreational as of today. Now, they did get enough signatures to get the vote for recreational on the ballot this November.
Okay, so significant changes happening everywhere regarding this plant. And again, this plant is a plant of creation, folks, and we're not talking about synthesizing it and making it toxic, but utilizing it in its natural state for all the benefits that it has for both humans and animals, as we're learning more and more all of the time. We're talking with Heidi Parikh, and of course, we're at My Compassion. And if you haven't been to the website, mycompassion.org, and if you go /treating cancer, you will get right to the event we're talking about. And I want to have Heidi speak to, you know, who should attend this event. I know we've got some tickets we might be able to give away momentarily, but I want to get a sense of, like, is this geared toward doctors? Is it geared toward laypersons? Is it geared toward people getting treatment, or is it all of the above?
It's geared towards anyone who, well, as far as the public, everyone, because just because you're not affected or impacted today doesn't mean you won't be tomorrow. So it's very important to know this information. As one, I believe the statistics, 1 out of 3 of us will get cancer. So with that, if you look at your family, it's really good to know this information in advance. And however, we are reaching out to healthcare providers. Dr. Jack McHugh will be presenting on what every doctor needs to know about cannabis, and also to patients on, for them to help understand about cannabis. So we're reaching out to, and to the university professors, pre-med students, nursing, anyone in health who could benefit from learning this information. So we have a lot of interns. We're working many different directions, right, in marketing to cancer centers, cancer support organizations, and the reason this information is so important, and I've written it, I've said it over and over again, is my experience, and the reason that I want to bring this information to the public was what I saw and what I've seen over the last almost 10 years now. And working with patients across the country, and primarily cancer patients. I would say 90% of the calls My Compassion gets is on our helpline is about cancer. It's the most misunderstood. There are so many different types of cancer. It's absolutely true that different strains affect different types of cancer. Dr. Biss had told me about some of the research she experienced in Israel, where they were actually doing petri dish research and taking strains and putting them with certain cancer cells, and they saw a difference.
Right. Well,
really,
this is the kind of thing that we need more to reveal, and we're going to do that together. Go to mycompassion.org, and we'll get you there, and we'll talk about how you can get tickets and a little bit more about the event. It's happening on National Cancer Survivor Day, Sunday, June the 3rd, and I'll be broadcasting live. I hope to see you there. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Heidi here continuing from My Compassion. Next segment, we've got another, I'd say a rock star in this realm. She's going to be talking at the event, in fact, on curing cancer with cannabis. And her name is Becky Faber. And she'll be joining me about talking about her daughter and how she's overcome brain cancer and is cancer-free today. So very excited about that, Heidi. Thanks for connecting us all. You know, your journey has been extraordinary, and I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you and help you put the word out. What else do we need to know heading into this big event on June the 3rd?
Well, just to please make sure if you're in Michigan or across the Midwest to attend. Experience that I saw, which I want to bring to everyone and have everyone understand and learn, is a young girl, Alyssa Irwin, goes way back almost 5 years or so, and she was diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer, and she was a University of Michigan patient at Mott Children's Hospital. So her grandpa was a member of the organization back then, and I told him about what I was learning about cannabis and cancer, and they brought it to her and the family. And Alyssa, I think she was 14 at the time, she decided on her own that that was what she would opt to do over chemotherapy, and she was taking, I think, pills, if I'm not mistaken. I would say in about a year or less, the cancer was diffused, and they told her it would never be operable because of that, but it came to 3 points, like 3 small tumors where they could actually do radiation, and they did. After that, I would say in about 3 months or so for her next treatment, her cancer was gone. So that in itself, I'll never forget that day.
Mm, beautiful.
Yeah, it was just amazing to to see her go through that, and it wasn't her chemo. Not everybody knew that, of course, only those close. But what happened afterwards was what really shook me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 2013, she was at the conference, and she spoke, and she was talking about this experience. When she came back in 2014, she was very sick, and nobody knew why, but that was in July that month. They went to U of M, and they did an MRI, and the cancer had come back twice as bad as the first time, and they gave her less than a week to live. So they admitted her and put her on really heavy doses of morphine.
Hmm.
They told the family, look, do what you have to do. We know the oil worked the first time. We just can't see you using it, her using it, mm-hmm. or you administering it. And Grandpa came in with the oil the next day, and they extract from the plant. Alyssa started to use it. We went in the next day because we weren't sure if Alyssa was going to live or not. And she was up eating pizza. And they were taking her off her morphine.
Wow. Yes.
And Alyssa's cancer-free again.
Beautiful.
So, as I walked out to the hallway to use the bathroom, I saw room after room after room of children and parents, and I said, this just isn't right.
Yes.
This young girl in here walked out, or will walk out, hopefully, and these parents don't have the right to know. So, as a mom of four, and I have four grandchildren, and my father passed just before the act, it's impossible to stay quiet. Please, everyone, attend.
You are so beautiful, Heidi, for speaking out, seeing that, letting your heart be moved, and now your body and mind, spirit, all moving in unison to get the word out. And we're going to do our level best to help you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course, mycompassion.org. And we have the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Event location, Sheraton in Romulus, Michigan, basically at the Detroit Airport location. General admission is June 3rd, a Sunday, all afternoon. I'll be broadcasting live from 1 to 3. There'll be speakers all afternoon. I'll be speaking as well. Admission normally $30, early bird $25. If you want a couple, you can come at for $45. Group admission, if you get six or more of you together, it's only $20 to come. And if you're part of a university affiliate, you can go for $15, and we'll have a limited number of tickets we're going to give away. And we're going to let you reach out to our good buddy Super Don if you're interested. And the email address is askrsb@gmail.com to reach out, and we'll have some information in the show notes at robertscottbell.com if you need to get a freebie. And that's great if you do, but if you can, please support the organization. Please get your tickets today. And Heidi, I look forward to talking with you again, of course, and some more of the folks that are going to be speaking at the event. This is really, really an amazing thing you're doing.
Thank you, and you're welcome, and thank you for making sure that the word gets out. I know I had the opportunity to meet Becky and Aaron Ashlin. I have not met them face-to-face, but their story is just so
amazing.
Strong and powerful, like Alyssa's.
Yeah,
I look forward to it.
We're going to sneak preview that with Becky coming up after this break, and it will entice you. These stories are so, so powerful. And if you want the power to heal, which we all like to deliver for you, remind you that it is yours, you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Heidi, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
All right, back with Becky after this break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the midst of all the trips, New York City this weekend, Toronto, Canada next weekend, June the 3rd will be in Detroit for a very special conference, Treating Cancer with Cannabis. I'll be broadcasting live there. And among those in attendance and even presenting, what I call a mom, a super mom, Becky Faber. Her daughter, Ashlyn, is now 7 years old, diagnosed with a form of brain cancer, went through conventional treatment, Eventually had a relapse, and since that time has gone into utilizing cannabis for her daughter. And we're going to catch up on what has transpired, how she's doing, and what we're going to learn from her when we're together in Detroit. Becky, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you.
So obviously, what a frightening thing to have a child. I've got two children, but to think that any one of them would have a cancer, much less a brain cancer, to go through that level of trauma and fear. How have you navigated from the conventional therapies to just monitoring and transitioning into more what I would call holistic, natural, or integrative therapies, including the use of cannabis?
Well, we tried their therapies and they didn't work. So, I mean, what else did I have left?
Yeah, you're talking chemo and surgery?
We did surgery, chemo, and radiation.
Oh, all of it. Oh, wow, the big three. So I see, pictures of your daughter. There was a news article from a few years ago when she was only like just four or almost five. Now she's seven. You've come through. I understand that you did the so-called traditional oncology, and then there was a relapse. And then at what point did you say, my gosh, I've got to try something else? And how did you find out about cannabis?
Well, when she was diagnosed the first time, everybody in the world starts sending you messages on what you should use and try this, try this, try this. And I ignored all of that. It was just, there was too much. I was too overwhelmed with everything.
Right. I didn't know anything about. They want to help so much, but they don't realize what, if you're in the middle of it, my gosh, besides the doctors telling you what you have to do, and they frighten you to death, seriously, the people mean well,
right.
But I mean, how do you, you probably could write a book on how best to deal with a mom like yourself at this point going through this.
Right. You know, people sent stuff, and I heard cannabis all the time, and lots of people, and you read about it, but it almost seems like, it can't be true. Like, mm-hmm. You think in your head when you're going through it, if this really worked, everybody would be using it. The doctors would be telling you about mm-hmm. this. So you just kind of push it to the back of your mind because you think that there's no way. There's no way that this natural remedy could get rid of cancer because everybody would be using it, and they wouldn't be using chemo and radiation.
That's such a common theme that I hear from people even today, that like, Robert, you've been at this for so long, but, you know, it can't be real because why aren't all the doctors doing it? It's a little bit of a naive position, and I've been there. I grew up medically to recognize that the profit center for cancer, you know, not only research but treatment, isn't curing cancer, it's managing it, and it's very expensive, and they don't like competition. And if you can actually remove, let's say, overcome cancer through a natural medicine, a plant I think God created, my gosh, how would that be for business? And I know that's cold and heartless to say, and I'm not indicting every doctor. I'm just saying the system itself is so corrupted toward that end that parents and children are chewed up and spit out regularly.
I totally agree. So as she was going through her chemo and radiation, I was researching. I had lots of time. I mean, we sat in the hospital room for days and days and days. So, and then I'm just researching and reading all this stuff. And as I'm researching, it's kind of becoming more of a reality mm-hmm. as, you know, time's going and things are kind of setting in. And so after it was all done, after treatment was done and we were being sent home, my husband and I were talking, and I was telling him, you know, if she ever relapses, I don't think I want to do conventional therapy. And he looked at me and he's like, well, are you crazy? And I'm like, no, but I mean, we believe, we can't say we believe in these therapies, but we only believe in them when we don't have to make that choice, because it's a hard choice to make. So not knowing that she was going to relapse, you know, shortly after that, and then when she relapsed, we just kind of thought, I mean, what do you have to lose? I mean,
sure.
at that point, granted, she wasn't terminal. They weren't telling me there's nothing they could do, but I had lost trust in them through the ordeal that I just, my gut said, don't do it.
Right, right. We're talking with Becky Faber. She's going to be speaking at the special conference that we're all going to be, that I'll be broadcasting from through My Compassion. It's called Treating Cancer with Cannabis Symposium. And I hope that you all will get tickets right now. We want to see you there. It's going to be Sunday, June the 3rd, 2018, and right there at the Sheraton Hotel at Detroit Metro Airport, DTW. And Becky, the story that, you know, again, as a parent, I'm feeling my heart, you know, just like, oh my gosh, to go through this with your child. But, you know, the good news is that, you know, as you transition from, well, the relapse, and then recognizing, man, I want to do something different now, and somehow cannabis, I don't know if you found out about it through Heidi and Mish Parikh at, you know, with My Compassion or not, but this idea that this plant could indeed hold, you know, an option for a real positive future. Yeah, as you said, sometimes you think, well, it's too good to be true, but something in you must have said, well, we got to give this a try.
Right.
And the question is then, what was it? Was it a gut feeling, or was it somebody that presented you with medical information, a doctor? You know, what is that turning point that said, you know what, we're going to do this?
No, it wasn't the doctors at all. We actually had her treatment. We had her surgery done here in Michigan, and we went to Memphis, Tennessee for her treatments. And I asked the doctors numerous times, you know, what about cannabis? What, you know, I'm reading these stories and I'm reading these studies. Can we try it? And every doctor told me the same thing. It don't work. It's not going to work. They actually told me not to use cannabis because it would interfere with their treatments. Looking back now, of course, they didn't want me to use it while I was using their treatments. But so finally I just kind of got to the point to where if I didn't feel comfortable with what they were wanting to do,
mm-hmm.
I just kind of got to where I wasn't going to do it. If it didn't feel right,
yes,
I just couldn't. I wasn't doing it.
Well, and that's why I asked, because I really encourage moms especially, dads too, but moms especially, to listen to that gut feeling, that intuition. There's something that's special about a mom's intuition here, that it's hard to overcome the pressure from the authority, the authoritarians in the medical community, and they're, you know, outright telling you it won't work, we don't want you to use it, it'll interfere. Now, they probably didn't present you with any evidence, they just used their position of authority to intimidate you into believing what they were saying was true.
Yes, that's exactly what they did. I mean, they told me, after we did her treatment, they told us that we had like a 95% success rate of it never coming back. So when it did come back, that was kind of like when it clicked in my head. I don't think they know.
Right.
I think they're practicing medicine, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're practicing. They don't know. They assume, but and maybe, I mean, I'm sure I know that there's some kids that, you know, they do the same treatment that Ashlyn did, and
maybe so
their cancer never
but
came back.
We do find that the treatment for cancer is often more dangerous than the actual cancer. And as well, they would argue that people like myself would say are purveyors of false hope. But I believe what they threw at you was false hope. If they say a 95% success rate, don't back it up with any science at all. And then, of course, you have the relapse. So let's move on to the positive territory. You make a decision. You now begin in some form of cannabis. Is it a CBD THC combination? Is it a you know, how would we describe what was doing? How were you administering it? And then what transpired?
It was THC and it's CBD. It was Rick Simpson oil, basically.
Mm-hmm.
She was ingesting it. I didn't know about Heidi and the My Compassion at that time. I got linked with her later on.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of winging it, the whole thing. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what was going to happen. So I just started reading how other people did it and just kind of going by what they did. So I found somebody that knew how to make it, and I just got it from them, and then I took it and got it tested at a lab in Ann Arbor just to make sure that, because I wasn't sure, sure what it was. And we were, when we first started, because, you know, you start with a very small dose and then you have to build, increase that dose over time. And so at first I just started putting it in like little gummies. And then as I increased and it, she needed more and more of it, I just ended up, I was buying, empty gel caps and
right.
mixing it with coconut oil and she was just taking them.
Nice. Now, how soon after you began the therapy and started increasing dosage did you see a positive benefit?
I started, well, she started in January of 17, and that was when she had relapsed. I didn't start seeing a positive until I actually had to increase her to about 2.5 grams a day she was taking. Because I didn't know at the time, and then I was reading some stuff. So
you,
it was
well, you
probably,
got,
I'd say.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You got up high enough to where you did start seeing an impact. Listen, we don't have enough time to go further into it, but I want people to hear the good news, and then you'll fill in the blanks when we're together in Detroit. She's doing well now, right? Cancer free.
Absolutely. Yes, cancer free.
It's a beautiful thing.
And
I
her,
hope. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was gonna say her. This. Like some of her side effects from her radiation, which were supposed to be permanent side effects, are even going away.
It's an absolute miracle, folks. Listen, this stuff is so important, and I'm so grateful that you, Becky, would be here with me to share this. And Ashlyn's doing great. We all look forward to seeing you. Everybody go to mycompassion.org/treatingcancer, and you'll find out how you can get tickets, or go to robertscottbell.com. And we'll get you there, and we'll look forward to seeing you real soon, Becky. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. documentation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks again to Becky Faber. I'm looking forward to meeting her and her daughter at the big cannabis cancer convention up there, that one-day event in Detroit. We've been talking about it today. But before we go there, we're going to New York. There are a few seats left. You go to getoffyouracid.com/powered to heal. And you could sign up, get a free ticket to join Dr. Daryl Joffrey and me, RSB, in New York City, Manhattan. That's tomorrow, if you're listening live, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 3 to 6 in the afternoon. Plenty of questions, silver shots, all kinds of goodies that you're going to have access to. Thanks as well to Heidi from My Compassion. And Superdon, it was cool that she was reminiscing the time. Because, I was trying to remember when we first met her, and of course I remember the cannabis conference she did in Chicago on the Navy Pier, right? Remember
right,
that?
Right.
And she was
absolutely
like, no, it was before that. Don't you remember the 420 event in Denver, Colorado? I'm like, it's all a bit hazy to me.
I get those, I get those two things kind of, because we did the Denver, yeah. We did the Chicago.
We did Atlanta.
We did Atlanta, and it was all get those things mixed up all the time.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool remembering back to how we connected and, the cool stuff that's happening there. Thanks again to Dr. Frank King as well, Healing Revolution. Y'all, appetite, weight loss, say weight control, PHAT, go back and listen to the archives. You can hear them right here at GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud. When we are able to do the YouTube, of course, then it's simulcast there. Not every show we can do that, but we try. And let's see, what else? Upcoming events, of course, next week, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, for Total Health. and then go check it out. All the things all the way through August. We've got a big event in August out in Curacao, and I hope you can join me there. It's in the show notes, robertscoutbell.com. Now, Super D, I, you know, for lack of a better way, because I know we didn't discuss it ahead of time, but the ticket giveaway for the Detroit event, right? The cannabis cancer. We've got some tickets to give away. I said, you know, ask RSV via Gmail, one way that you can request the tickets, but maybe there's another way you have in mind.
I don't, actually. And so I think what we need to do is we need to work on it. Listen, here's the deal. The tickets are available. Now I know that not everybody will be able to make it, because it is in Detroit. So, but if you anticipate that you will be able to go, we want to give you an opportunity to get one of these tickets. Who doesn't want a free ticket to this awesome event? We've been to these types of events before, and they're just so much fun, and they're so cool, and the people are neat, and you get to see all kinds of new products and things that are available.
And you'll learn.
I miss it, dude. I really do. I miss going. We had a great time when we went, and I know this one's going to be just a blast as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do this. You know the tickets are available now, and if you are interested in getting one, and you'll be able to be in Detroit on, is it June 3rd?
June 3rd, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Let's talk about this maybe like at the beginning of the week, maybe on Monday's show.
All right.
Come up with some kind of a contest.
If somebody emails you nicely and says, please, Super Don, can I have one of the free tickets? You're probably going to say yes. You're just that nice of a guy.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
No pressure. No pressure, right? No, you know, how do I respond to that? Of course. Okay, fine. If you can be in Detroit on June 3rd and you would like a ticket to the event in Detroit, then go ahead and send me an email, and maybe I'll make you call me and sing a song.
That's right. I know. Super Don does that. He's a softie, but he's also tough. So you might have to do
gotta earn it.
Sing for your cannabis supper. That might be the case here. It'll be worth it.
Maybe you could just flatter me or something. I don't know.
I like flattery. Will get you everywhere, right? With Super Don, he's so easy.
But yeah, seriously though, shoot me an email if you're going to be in Detroit on June 3rd. You want a ticket? Shoot me an email, askrsb@gmail.com.
Right. Also, you know, we have over 2,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel now. It's something we hadn't really used for years and years and years, and it's been months now we've been doing, when we're live, doing the simulcast on YouTube. So it's startly, slowly but steadily. The thing is, everything we do is organically grown. You know, we don't hire out PR agencies. And it's not that it's bad to do that. We just don't. We're lean, mean, organic healing machine. And
Indeed. So
very excited that more and more of you are sharing the good healing news.
Yeah, that is very cool. Maybe we'll do something else for the people that can't go to the Detroit thing, because I've got some ideas about that. But we'll cover that on Monday.
All right, well, keep listening in, folks. 6 days a week. Occasionally an encore we must play, and that's okay. Occasionally Super Don, I insist he has a day off, because otherwise he would never take one. So be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, I'm saying all of y'all in the big Organic Apple, we're coming to you this weekend, Toronto next weekend, Total Health. All the links are in the show notes. Please go there. Tell your friends. I want to see you, and bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. We'll see you soon. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.